Jeff Erickson here with you, about ready to get underway. Our starting lineups being announced. Let's start with the Alcona Tigers. They will start number 4, senior DJ Howe. Number 14, senior Hayden Johnston. Number 24, sophomore Garrett Summers. Number 30, junior David Charbonneau. And number 50, junior Jacob Renchensky. Now having the Oscoda Owls announced. And first up will be number 11, sophomore Blake Malik. They will also start number 12, sophomore Gage Woodward. Number 14, junior Connor McNichol. Number 21, junior Michael Miles. And number 24, junior Thad Sprague. No seniors on the roster whatsoever, Jeff, and that is a rare sight, but this is the hand that's been dealt to Coach Boland.
Yeah, but, you know, some good-looking young athletic kids out there, I mean, really, for Coach Boland. I mean, you know, they just announced Connor McNichol. Not sure what they're announcing him at, but he's got to be a solid 6'4". You know, good-looking athletic kid. Get some size on him, he's going to be dominant down low.
Yeah, they got 6'4", McNichol, 6'2", Thad Sprague, about 6', Mike Miles. So they've got some decent size, just a matter of being able to use it down low.
Absolutely, and you know, and a nice looking point guard. I mean, I really like the young kid. I mean, he really looked did a nice job. We talked about his maturity throughout the year last year. I'm excited to see him for my first time this year.
Head coach of the Oscoda Owls is of course Mike Poland. Head coach of the Alcona Tigers is Alex Cole. Officials tonight: Ed Laverne, Joe Cano, Troy Summers.
It's going to. Going with the Rob Rubik look tonight.
He is. Right. The goatee and the.
He's got the goatee and the.
He shined that up this morning.
Cleanly shaved head. He certainly did.
Shined her up this morning. McNichol and Howe will jump it, controlled by the Owls. Thad Sprague gets it to Blake Malik. He'll work up the left side, and Owls go right to left on your radio dial. Malik into the lane, stops at the right elbow, hands off to Woodward. Woodward goes back up top to Miles. Pump fake, drives, stops in the lane, and shoots a mid-range jumper. Didn't get the friendly roll. Howe tips the rebound to Garrett Summers. He'll walk it across, and it goes left side, Hayden Johnston. Johnston drives to the free throw line, kicks back out Howe. Howe pump fake, drive baseline, goes up and had the shot partially blocked maybe by Woodward. Rebound comes down to McNichol, and here come the Owls.
A little bit off balance on that shot. He's got to square up those shoulders. Go big.
Screen by Miles. Malik drives left side. No one guards him, and so he's able to ride in easily for the first 2 points of the game.
Really nice pick out front, taking advantage of the man-to-man. Full court press, a little bit of pressure for Oscoda.
In the left corner is DJ Howe, and now the Tigers will swing it back up. How about David Charbonneau? Two different colored shoes today. Going with the highlighter red and orange and the highlighter green.
He's got a pair just like him out in the locker room.
Hayden Johnston in that left corner. Down to DJ Howe. Pump fake. And now has the ball. Grabs. He just throws it right on out of bounds. And it'll be knocked out of bounds, I guess, by the Owls.
Looks like Malik got a hand on it. Good hands. You got to keep that ball up, DJ.
He had the chance. Didn't need to pump fake.
He certainly did. And he brought it down. And the little guy snatched it away from him.
Summers running out of time to inbound. He'll go up top. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Woodward. And it will stay with the Alcona Tigers. Looking for David Charbonneau, who is out that first game we saw against Ogama Heights. Has our first look at David Charbonneau. He has the basketball at the top of the key. Goes right side to Summers. Alcona playing a little bit slower than I'm used to seeing him. Back up top, Johnston. And now to Garrett Summers. Will set up the offense. Left side, Charbonneau. He'll launch the three and off the front iron. Johnston gets the rebound and scores.
Good anticipation by Johnston, the senior. Could see that it was going to be just a little bit short and went after it. And Alcona going to stay in that man-to-man.
We are tied at 2 minutes into the contest. Thad Sprague has it at the right elbow. Goes to Malik, who drives inside, and he'll be fouled on the floor by DJ Howe. And so the Owls will inbound from underneath their own basket.
Oscoda was able to take advantage of a little bit of a mismatch right there on the switch and took it to the hole and drew a foul.
Woodward will trigger from underneath, goes to McNichol. McNichol up and no good. Rebound knocked out by Summers to Johnston. Johnston one on three, and now we'll get out to Summers. Open top three, no good. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by DJ Howe. Another offensive rebound for the Alcona Tigers. Garrett Summers goes to Johnson on that left side. McNichol runs out to guard him. Pass down inside to Howe. Howe, pump fake in the lane, goes up and got it to go. A friendly roll. Nice soft touch by DJ Howe. Tigers lead 4-2.
Much better job that time of squaring up the shoulders. Good body control.
Malik will bring it up. Kind of a faux pressure by Elcona.
Just a little token pressure. Maybe slow him down just a little bit, bringing it into the up court, front court.
Thad Sprague drives inside. Shot is short. He went for a floater right at the front of the rim. The rebound comes out to DJ Howe. And Garrett Summers goes right side to David Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives inside. Has the ball knocked away, but Johnson able to recover it. Goes back to Charbonneau in the corner for three. Too long. Rebound Summers. And Summers puts it up and scores. And another offensive rebound. And it's Elcona 6. And Oscoda 2. About 3 minutes in. Malik will walk it across. Guarded by Charbonneau. Screen coming by Miles. He'll drive down that left lane. Gets around Renchensky. And he's going to carry it. Couldn't quite keep the top hand on the basketball, and so the Owls will set up their 2-2-1 press, and another turnover. Elcona with the lead.
Just a little bit out of control around the corner.
Johnston and Charbonneau will swing it back and forth, throw it all the way past this pressure to Howe. Howe hop step in the lane, and now we've got a travel on DJ Howe. And so to go back to the Owls. Must have taken one extra step when he came down on that hop step. Must have slipped down. He's not arguing it, so it must have been.
Well, that's one of them that's a tough one to call because it's you see it every night in the NBA. So
that's right. So what actually is the travel then? Woodward will bring it across for the Oscoda Owls. He goes right to that left wing, picks up his dribble, and hands it to Blake Merrilick. 4 minutes into this one, 6-2, Elcona. Malik's been moving the lane right hand. Can't get it to go through the contact. Rebound on to DJ Howe again. DJ Howe tries to get it inside to Johnson's tip by Miles, and now it's on the ground. And we have, should be a jump ball, and it is, and it will go to the Elcona Tigers.
Like to see the hustle on both sides. Ball on the floor, bodies flying after it. That's what you want to see if you're a coach right now.
Summers inbounds right side to Charbonneau. Back to Summers in the corner for three. No good. Rebound by Mike Miles. He'll outlet it to Malik. Malik bounce pass inside to Sprague. Sprague power dribble and goes and shoots over top of the defense and scores. And that'll make it 6-4. Left side to Garrett Summers. And now Charbonneau. Again, they throw it over top of the press to Howe. Howe right to the lane. Can't get it to go. And Howe might be hurt. And so now 5-on-4. The Owls bring it up. Malik looking for somewhere to go, and they're going to pause the game for DJ Howe to walk off, grabbing his right side.
And looks like he might have took one to the ribs on the drive. Didn't really look like a major collision, maybe just a little bit of an elbow or something there, but he's going to check out.
And
they'll look him over.
Reichen Wallenmeyer checked in. So Malik has the basketball. On that right side, and he will drive, kick it back out. Now down inside to Sprague, ball knocked away, and that'll be knocked out of bounds by the Owls. Number 42 checked in. That's a Ricky Schott for Elcona.
Good recovery defensively. They had a little bit of a mismatch, tried to drop it down low, but nice recovery by a couple of Elcona players there to get possession of the ball back.
Summers and Johnston. Now right side, Ricky Schott. Back up top to Johnston, left side goes to Summers. Back inside, now Renchensky. Back out for three, Summers missed everything. Rebound slapped across the lane, and then it will go out of bounds and to the Oscoda Owls.
Not a great shot selection that time down for Elcona. You can get that shot anytime, the long-range contested three. Be a little more patient.
A lot of threes so far by the Elcona Tigers. They said they want to get it down low. They still lead 6-4. Low-scoring contest, 5.5 minutes into our first quarter. Mike Miles, he drives left side. He'll be fouled by Wallenmeyer. First team foul on Elcona. High school basketball brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, Alpena Community College in Oscoda, and Alpena, the lunchbox of Curran and Travis Sanitation in Oscoda. Woodward will inbound from underneath, goes to Sprague in the lane, dribbles, stuck, goes up off the window, no good. McNichol, an over-the-back foul as he tried to get the rebound. And so it'll go back to the Alcona Tigers, leading 6-4 with 2:35 remaining in the first.
Nice job by Johnston. He's given up a few inches, but he did a nice job getting his rear end in there and backing him out and forcing the reach over for the foul.
Hayden Johnston and Ricky Schott work through the pressure. Down to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer around McNichol, who affected the shot. And then here come the Owls. Malik right down the lane, has the ball poked. Down to Sprague. He's stuffed by the rim to McNichol. Can't get it to go and rebound Johnston. And Johnston will get it to Summers. That's a missed opportunity by the Owls.
Yeah, they had two really good looks right there. You need to knock them down.
Left side shot. Kick back out. Wallenmeyer, or excuse me, that is Renchensky, who drives, can't get it to go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Wallenmeyer. And so DJ Howell will check back into the game. Renchensky will check out. And number 32, Evan Borsvold, will check into the game as well. Reckon Wallenmeyer will check out. Howell's yet to make a sub. Malik will bring it up. 2 minutes remaining in the first, 6-4 Alcona. Malik dribbles right down the lane, goes up floater right at the rim, no good. And rebound comes down to Ricky Schott. Schott quickly to Howe, now to Summers. Summers drives left baseline, goes through the contact and scores.
Really nice take. Saw a little bit of a crease, took it right to the hole, went up strong, squared him up and knocked it down, as you would say.
Malik will dribble it across the line. Ricky Schott playing just tight pressure, not reaching. Malik drives right by him, and timeout called by Coach Bolin. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oh, yeah. 8-4 Oscoda. Excuse me, 8-4 Alcona. 1:23 remaining in the first. This game brought to you in part by Oscoda Area Chiropractic Office, Miles and Sons Insurance, and Oscoda, Pinconning and Standish, and McDonald's of Oscoda, Mayo, Roscommon, Rose City, and Tawas City. The Owls have the basketball. Again, trailing 8-4, low scoring first quarter. Malik with the basketball up top, goes to McNichol at the elbow, left elbow, gives it back to Malik, who goes out to Woodward for an open left wing three, knock it down.
Good ball movement, much better look offensively by Oscoda on that trip.
Makes it 8-7. Alcona still leading by one. Right side now, Summers and Schott working through the press. Back up to Summers. 53 seconds remaining in the first. Left side now, Ricky Schott. Action working underneath. Couple of screens. And now down to Evan Borsvold. Evan Borsvold, fadeaway, left hand, no good. Wallenmeyer, an offensive rebound, and he scores. Another second chance bucket by the Alcona Tigers, and they lead 10-7. Malik will slowly walk it across, 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Bounce pass to Woodward, who drives to the middle. And now bounce pass back to Malik in the left wing. Goes up top, Mike Miles. Good defense by Wallenmeyer. 15 seconds, and now they may hold for the last shot. Miles will take the basketball. They're going to set up an isolation against him and Wallenmeyer. 3 seconds. Miles, step back three. And, oh, it fell after about three or four. Bounces off the rim at the end of one. It's tied at 10 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Shooter's touch.
Miraculously, we're tied at 10 at the end of one quarter. This game brought to you in part by Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas City, Lincoln Hardware, and a Curly Contract of Oscoda. Mike Miles hit every part of the rim on a game-tying three at the first quarter buzzer. We're tied at 10.
You know, you really feel like Alcona felt like they won that first quarter by 6-7 points.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
You look up and it's 10-10. So Oscoda, you know, hanging around. And they got to be, you know, they got to be happy with that. Good to see DJ Howe back, by the way. Kind of got banged up a little there in the first half, but or first quarter. But here we go.
Left side, it's Woodward. He'll take it to the short corner, shoot a mid-range jumper, no good. Ricky Schott, a nice rebound. He'll run up the court, go to DJ Howe on the left side, who will slow it down and get it to Hayden Johnston up top. Right side to Schott. Back up top, Johnston. Now right side to Schott. And looks, keep swinging around. Miles read the pass. He steals it. Race to the bucket, and he dribbled it off his own foot.
Boy, you could see Coach Cole holding his breath there, too. It looked like Howe was coming across to try to take a swat at that one. He's already picked up one early foul as Oscoda's going to foul in the backcourt, so Alcona will keep possession. Only the, what, 13 foul, I believe. So been a fairly clean half in terms of fouls so far.
Four total, two on each team. Only it's four. Thad Sprague's first. Johnston will inbound for the Tigers. Goes to Charbonneau on that right side. Tied at 10, 7:17 to play here in our second quarter. Johnston to Howe. Howe an open right wing three. Knock it down. Makes it 13-10. Coach Cole trying to fire his team up on the defensive end a little bit, get the energy going. There's been very little energy in this game and in this gym.
Very little on either side, and you're right. Even in the gym here, it's been kind of a slow-paced game and not a lot of energy.
Just kind of subdued the whole way. Malik with the basketball up top. 13-10 Alcona. Malik drives right side into some contact, just throws it up at the rim. Misses, gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Woodward. Woodward will toss it back out to Miles. Miles pump fake. Now he'll drive left side. He'll step into a mid-range jumper. Well, we could not have asked for better timing on a quarterly test of the emergency alert system. So it was just a test. Everything's fine. You haven't missed a lot. A bucket by Charbonneau. David Charbonneau. It's 15-10 Alcona. And Alcona with the basketball on the right side. It is DJ Howe. Howe will drive to the free throw line, shoot the jumper, and uh-oh, DJ Howe might be getting going. It's 17-10 Alcona.
Starting to heat up a little bit. You can see it, and so can Coach Poland. He says, enough of that. We need a TO.
We'll take one with them. 17-10 Alcona, 5:05 to play in the first on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda. State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. 7-0 run by the Alcona Tigers here. Jeff, what are you seeing? What's been the key to this?
Yeah, I think, just a little bit more energy here in the second quarter by Alcona. Everybody's just a little bit flat. And I got thinking about it too. It's funny just getting out of a routine. I don't know if Alcona had school today, but I don't believe Oscoda did. And they're just a little bit flat, it seems like.
Yeah, both teams had snow days today. But Alcona looks like, when you get on the bus and travel, it's a little bit different. When you had a home game on a snow day, you're probably here extra early.
Right.
It's just a little bit different.
Yep.
5 minutes to play here in our second quarter, 17-10 Alcona. Miles pulls up for a mid-range jumper, got that one to rattle down.
Basket by Miles.
Ends the run, 17-12.
A good-looking shot right there. He had a couple of them while we were at an emergency break there. He had a couple nice looks and wasn't able to knock them down. But good quick hands here to knock it out of bounds, but he'll stay in possession of Alcona.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for much better form on a jumper than what Miles has. He gets that nice touch. It's how he got that ball to fall at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, he really does. He gets nice height as well, and you notice a really nice release and follow-through on the shot.
He's got five in the game. It's about finding somebody else. Only 7 points from the rest of the team. Inside to Howe. Back out Renchensky. Open corner. Three. Knock it down. A beautiful pass by Howe, and Renchensky knocks it home.
Well, and after the pass as well, after he kicked it out, he made sure he blocked out and gave him a wide open look at that three. Give Howe a couple of the assists on that one.
Is 20-12 Alcona. Malik with the basketball up top. And we'll slow it back down. Miles will pop out, get the basketball. Johnston right on him. Screen coming by Thad Sprague, able to avoid it. Miles step back two, and he missed everything. Rebound by Ullman, and Renchensky will end up getting the rebound or the steal, and I think he picked up the foul. I think Renchensky, yeah, it is. Renchensky gets the foul. And so that will make it Oscoda basketball. First foul in Renchensky. Third on the team. We're not even close to free throws yet. Woodward looking for somewhere to go with it. Goes to Malik in the corner. Back out Woodward, wide open, and instead will just take it back down. Down inside, tipped out to Miles for a three. Knock it down, Miles with another one.
Miles, three-point basket.
Makes it 20 to 15.
Nice rotation to get it to him in the corner off from the set play. And here we go down low. Oh, Alcona had a wide open look. Weren't able to convert.
Charbonneau just missed the buddy.
Oh, nice rebound right there as well by Oscoda.
And then Oscoda had an open one at the other end. Woodward throws it off the foot of Thad Sprague, who would have had an easy layup. Flat. Everybody is flat.
They are. And just a couple of empty possessions there. You just can't have those. Those are the kind that are going to end up getting you.
Renshensky down inside Charbonneau, and Miles going to pick up, I believe, his second foul, reaching over the top. Third team foul. We'll see if that is his second. I don't remember if he had one before.
21.
Nope, just his first.
First team.
3:10 to play in our second quarter. It's 20 to 15. Alcona over the top of Oscoda. A little bit more scoring in this quarter with DJ Howe and Mike Miles both picking up. Summers will just bounce it into Johnston, who rips into three people. Malik rips it away. Great hands by the sophomore. And Malik will slowly dribble it across now. Gets a screen from Sprague. Nothing there. Now he'll set up the offense. 3 minutes to play until halftime. Bounce pass to Woodward. Woodward will dribble away from Summers as the ball ripped away. Now back up top to Sprague, who hands it to Malik, and they'll run a play. 2:44 to play in our second quarter. Malik just one-on-one with Charbonneau. Picks up his dribble and hands it to Miles. Miles working on Johnston. Hands it to Woodward. The Mayo basketball team across the way would love this, this long possession, but Summers comes away with a steal. Goes to the middle of the court, Charbonneau. And now right side, Johnston. He'll drive into the lane. Ripped away by Ullman. And here come the Owls the other way. Malik into the lane. Kick out Miles. Open three. Knock it down.
3-point basket by
Miles. And back to a 2-point
game. Absolutely, and that's how you can get back into the game in a hurry. Really nice job of getting the ball to the center and then kicking it out for that wide open three.
Into the corner, Johnston. Johnston will get a timeout from Coach Cole. We'll keep it right here. 20-18, Alcona over the top of Oscoda. All the points in this quarter by Oscoda, scored by Mike Miles. He has all eight. And he's starting to get going a little bit. DJ Howell looked like he's starting to get going a little bit. And it's going to be a battle of who can stop the other team's score.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I think Alcona, in particular Johnston's done a really nice job defensively. I mean, he's all over the place. But, you know, Malik's just a little bit too quick for him, it seems like, you know, that being Miles. And I just feel like, you know, that's something that I think they'll continue to take care of. But they've done a nice job of getting it back outside, too. And he really does a nice job of squaring up those shoulders. He's got a really, really nice-looking shot, Brad.
There's reason so many of them fall when you got a jumper that looks like that. So now Alcona will inbound, still leading by two. Feels like the momentum has started to shift, but they can get a bucket here. If they can knock home a three, they can just shut all the momentum out of here. As Summers will inbound. Goes to Charbonneau, left corner. Back to Summers in the corner for a three. Knock it down.
There you go. You called it. Hey, the most dangerous guy is the guy that's inbound in the basketball, and that's twice now that he's gotten wide open looks from that corner. That time he knocked it down.
23-18, 7 points on the nine for Summers. Miles with the basketball. He'll dribble into a mid-range jumper. That's short. And McNichol will save it to Malik, and then it still goes out of bounds. So 23-18, Alcona with the lead as Summers knocks home his first three of the game. Miles leads all scorers with 11.
Ricky Schott back in the game, Brad. I thought he's done a really nice job defensively. I like the way that he is playing under control and especially defensively.
Howe and Summers swing it across up top. DJ Howe has it on the right wing, guarded by McNichol. And now he'll drive inside. And counted with the foul, a block coming underneath on McNichol. Howe will go to the line for one more. He's got seven in the quarter.
Really nice call, I thought. Those are always tough, that block charge, but he, in my opinion, he was definitely moving there, and Owen Howe went right into his chest, and that's what you do, and if the guy's moving, go right into him.
And Howe was controlled. He went
absolutely
up, didn't look out of control, he took a dribble, just went up like a normal layup, and earned himself that foul call. That was a good call. And number 10, Sam Johnston, will check in and give Charbonneau a break.
You know, watching Howe, that is just the way he plays. It always like he's constantly, it seems like he's slow almost because he's so controlled as he knocks one down here for the complete the three-point play.
Just like that, Alcona back up by 8, 26-18. Malik will bring it across. 1:07 to play in our first half. Bounce to Ullman. Ullman inside McNichol, who lay it up and in. Good big-to-big passing.
Absolutely. Good look from the free throw line, extended, dropped it down to the low block for a really nice bucket.
Makes it 26-20. Alcona still with the lead. Summers with the basketball up top for the Tigers. Goes inside, and Sam Johnston, a little bunny from the elbow. He'll first touch of the game, first bucket of the game. 28-20. 33 seconds remaining in the quarter. We'll see if they hold for one or if they're going to try and get multiple possessions. Malik drives right side. Hand off to Ullman in the lane. He'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. What a pass by Blake Malik, though.
Yeah, it was, and it was a good thing because he got himself a little bit out of control right there, got himself under the bucket. But nice recovery to get a good look and look at a couple of free throws with 24 seconds left here in the first quarter, or excuse me, first half.
The game's been going so fast, it feels like the first quarter. But
yeah, it really does. You know, and Oscoda, as the first one was no good, you know, Oscoda really, as they mentioned, is only going about 6 deep. They have not had a lot of people coming off that bench, you can tell. We'll see if that comes into play here in the second half, if Alcona maybe tries to open it up a little bit and use some of their depth.
DJ Howe gets the rebound off the second straight missed free throw, and Alcona can hold for one with 20 seconds remaining in the half. 28-20 Alcona. They'll be pleased with their first half performance, especially the second quarter where they've scored 18 so far. Summers dribbles into a three, missed everything. Rebound comes down to Woodward. Woodward with 4 seconds. It up to Williams. Williams struggles with it, and that time's going to run out before they can get a shot up. So at halftime, it's Alcona 28. It's Oscoda 20 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready for second half action here from Oscoda. It's Alcona 28. It's Oscoda 20. Take you through our first half scoring. Leader of all scorers was Mike Miles. He had 3 threes in that first half to get him to 11. Nobody else on his team had more than 3. Gage Woodward had 3. Blake Malik, Connor McNichol, Thad Sprague all had 2. DJ Howe led the way for the Alcona Tigers with 10. Garrett Summers had 7. Jacob Ranchensky, 3, and then Ryken Wallenmeyer, David Charbonneau, Hayden Johnston, Sam Johnston, all had 2. That gets us to 28-20 Alcona. They have the basketball. And starting with it is DJ Howe. Kicks out to Summers. Howe, rebound underneath. Pump fake goes up and scores.
Really collapsed on Howe. That time he was able to kick it out to Summers, and nice reading of the basketball. He didn't have position, but he got himself there and read it coming off the backboard for a really nice check that inside here in a steal. Here comes Alcona.
Summers into the lane, right to the rim. No good. Rebound Miles. He'll bring it down to the ground. Summers goes and grabs it, and we're going to have a jump ball, and Oscoda will have possession. Now Alcona by 10, though, leading 30-20. Decent crowd in the house.
Starting to fill in a little bit from what we had earlier.
Another radio station to our right, Tawas Area Braves basketball team all the way to our left. Straight across from us, the Mayo basketball team. Everybody in town tonight. Malik has the basketball, goes to Gage Woodward on the right wing. Up top to Miles. And has it poked away by Johnston, able to recover. Hands to Malik, who speeds up a little bit. Now we'll go to Woodward. Woodward will dribble to the left elbow and get it up top to Malik. Good defense here by the Tigers. Malik drives right into the lane. floater at the rim. I mean, he scores. Makes it 30-22. Back into that full court press go the Owls. And down low, Renchensky, who steps on the line. He was wide open underneath. But another pass that was thrown away.
Just a little bit too hot. That was I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like that. It was like an underhand softball pass. He looked like a pitcher.
If David Charbonneau has a fantastic half, it is because he changed his shoes.
I see that.
He is no longer wearing the pink and green shoes. He's just gone to some just white with a little accent color of green. Malik with the basketball up top, and he'll bounce it to Miles left side. Johnston almost got a hand on it. Down inside, Renchensky steals it on a pass that was intended for McNichol.
Great defense again by Johnston. Man, I've been impressed with his defense.
High open for a left wing three. He's got five in the quarter. 33-22. Timeout, Oscoda. We'll take one with him on WKJC, your partner station for sports. Alcona with their largest lead of the game, 33-22. This game brought to you in part by Hungry Howie's Pizza of Oscoda and East Dallas. Thanks to Hungry Howie's of Oscoda, we have been, I think we've smashed almost the entire thing of wings.
Absolutely.
On our way through.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, pizza's good too. Thank you for Hungry Howie's of Oscoda. Also, this game is brought to you in part by Chris Mart of Lincoln, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, and Napa Auto Parts of Oscoda. All great. And East Dallas. Well, DJ Howe's getting cooking.
Yeah, and really great job on the defensive end by Alcona this half. They have really, really locked down and are playing some excellent defense, leading to some open shots on the other end.
Malik with the basketball. And Alcona just not letting him pass it to anybody. Oscoda just moving slow. I mean, Malik's still just dribbling up top, waiting for something to move as they change the play. No one popping open. Malik's just going to do it himself. Kick out up top. Woodward in open three. It's well short. Another air ball by the Owls. Sprague saves it to McNichol, who has it ripped away by Summers. Up to Johnston. And Johnston back out to Summers. Left side, Charbonneau. He'll launch a three. New shoes didn't help that. In fact, he shot it way too long. McNichol got the rebound, but he was standing on the end line. And so that will be a turnover. Woodward will check out. Ullman will check back in. Summers will inbound underneath for the Tigers. Go up top to DJ Howe. 5:19 to play in the third. 33-22 Alcona. DJ Howe steps into a three. And way off right. Good defense by Miles. Malik will bring it up the floor. Thad Sprague will set him a screen. Step into a three. Way too long. Rebound pops out to Charbonneau. Charbonneau will bring it up that left side. Toss it to DJ Howe. He'll pump fake. Drive baseline up at the rim. Off the glass and good.
Boy, a beautiful take. Gave a quick pump fake. Got him off balance just a little bit. Went really, really strong to the hole. A nice up and under.
That's a move we've seen from DJ Howe every single year. That baseline drive. He goes underneath the basket, uses a long arm to reach and put it off the glass with his right hand on the offside.
And completely under control as Oscoda will fire one up and another air ball as they save it. Here comes Alcona.
Summers, left side, DJ Howe for three. Knock it down! DJ Howe, 20 points on the night, 10 in the quarter, 16-point lead for Alcona.
Yeah, he's definitely feeling it right now, man. You can just see it. And, again, just stifling defense by Alcona.
Ullman loses it out of bounds.
Another turnover that was brought about by excellent defense all the way around. And just, again, it's like they bring him in waves. You know, here comes Ricky Schott. Ricky, I thought, had a great first half. You know, didn't score a lot, but played great defense under control as Alcona easily breaks the press over in the corner and no good. Rebound, though, saved back to DJ. Look out. Don't look now. And just off right, rebound, Oscoda.
Could have put him up by 20 points, just about 20 points. Malik with the basketball up top, working on shot, drives into some contact and able to draw himself a couple of free throw attempts here. The Owls just need anything to get it to go in the bucket. It is currently in the quarter, DJ Howe 10 and Blake Malik 2.
Yeah.
And that was something that was kind of a loose ball that he was able to get open to hit that to. They've been able to do nothing on set offense at all right now.
Malik's first free throw, no good. They continue to struggle, and the energy just not there from the Owls today. I mean, they have not picked it up. DJ Howe himself has seemed to have picked it up. I mean, he's only 2 points behind the Owls.
Right.
Malik, couple of dribbles. Free throw attempt. That one falls.
Again, though, I think you just got to give a ton of credit to Elkhona. Man, they are just really playing tough on the defensive end. Oscoda with the steal, and, oh, got away with one there. Just about turned it right back over, but it'll stay in possession of the Owls.
Summers knocked it out of bounds on a bounce pass to Miles. DJ Howe turned it over. 15-point game, 38-23. Holman will look to inbound. He'll just go up top. Ricky's shot tips it, but Malik able to get it. Steps in for a little floater at the front of the rim. Can't get it to fall. Ball on the ground, and Malik touched it while he was laying out of bounds, and so it'll go to the Tigers. That's what, maybe just didn't realize he was going to be that open. Timeout for Elkhona. Yeah, we'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Time. 38-23, Oscoda trailing, trying to get something to going go offensively. And you and I were just talking that, you know, Malik, he's taking a lot of shots, but, you know, part of it is him maybe not running the offense as precisely as he can, but I mean, there's just nothing moving around him.
No, they're really not. And again, you know, Elkhona playing just really, really good defense, but when that's happening, you got to move. There's got to be somebody open, or you've got to set a pick, a back screen pick and roll, something to get in the flow of an offense here, because Oscoda just nothing going right now. You know, they're going to come out here with a little pressure. We'll see if they give them a little bit of a try to, you know, at least change the tempo of the game in their favor here. Maybe get a turnover, or at least slow Elkhona down.
Ricky shot, dribbles through the press. Kick out Summers. He'll try a heavily contested three. Missed everything. Johnston will save it to DJ Howe. And now Summers with the basketball back up top. Another offensive rebound. There's been plenty of those. Ricky shot. Dribbles to that right corner. Malik will poke it away, and shot touched as it went out of bounds. And a turnover by the Tigers. Back to the Owls. 3 minutes to play in the third. It's Elkhona by 15, 38-23.
Well, I'll tell you, these next couple possessions I think are huge, Brad. I really feel like they need to get something going. You know, if they can cut it to 8 or 10 points going into that fourth quarter, you know, they've got a shot. But right now they've got to do something on the offensive end.
Malik again is bringing that basketball up. Nobody moving. They're going to just set up a kind of a isolation for him. They got to get there to get the ball to Mike Miles, see if they can get to his score to make something happen. He spins off of it. Johnston shoots a mid-range jumper. Can't get it to go. Good-looking shot, though. Rebound by Summers. Quickly up court to Johnston, a little over his head, and he runs right on out of the gym. Trying to save that one.
The Tigers over the Owls.
Now he comes back. There he is.
Checking into the ball game, 32,
Thad Sprague will inbound it to Malik. 2:25 to play here in our third quarter, 38-23. Elkhona over the top of Oscoda. Malik gets the play call from Coach Poland. And nobody moves. Nobody moved a muscle. Thad Sprague goes, gets the basketball, but DJ Howe knew it was coming, so he steals it. Goes into the lane on Malik. Too strong on the rebound, or on the layup. I think he expected Malik to hit him, and Malik just moved out of the way, made a business decision. Malik into the lane. He's blocked by Howe. Rebound comes down to Borsvold. Up to Charbonneau, left wing to DJ Howe. Thought about the three. Instead, he'll go cross-court to Johnston. Johnston will shoot the three. No good. Rebound to Borsvold. Borsvold up, and he's fouled.
Nice rebound.
Evan Borsvold. Couple of boards. 15-point lead for Elkhona, and a chance to add to it. Second foul on Thad Sprague.
At the line, shooting two shots. Borsvold.
The lefty, Borsvold. First free throw is up, and it is short. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Elkhona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Borsvold's second free throw. Again, short, but rebound DJ Howell. It's 7 at halftime, according to you, Jeff. That's got to be double digits for him now.
That's his 11th for the game is what I got him for, is forced that one a little bit.
He said he was fouled on his shot. It went off the side of the backboard, and now we have an official coming in saying it was tipped. He's explaining it hit the side of the backboard. It's going to be tough for that to not have been tipped.
Yeah, I think that was the right call, to be honest with you. If he didn't get fouled, I certainly think it was tipped. So nice job of coming in there by Rob Rubik clone.
Right side, Hayden Johnston with the basketball. Kona got it back. Bounce down to DJ Howe. He'll work on Miles. Kick back out Johnston, open three. No good. Rebound.
Yep.
Charbonneau is going to pick up a foul on Blake Malik attempting to get that rebound.
Yeah, that one was clearly over the back. Hey, I was going to ask you, I've been noticing, who do you think's got the better beard there? That's the real question of the night.
Howe and Johnston?
Yeah, I mean, that's I gotta go with Johnston on this one.
Yeah, a little cleaner. Howe's got the mutton chops thing working.
It's okay.
Getting, yeah, but I'll go with Johnston as well. 57 seconds to play here in our third quarter. It's 38-23. And Oscoda trying to run a play here and just struggling to get into their sets. I think Coach Poland's called two or three separate plays. McNichol comes up and sets a screen. Bounce pass across to Sprague. Power dribble, and Garrett Summers will pick up a foul reaching in.
I was just really stagnant on the offensive end. Nobody's really moving.
Yeah, it's one pass and try to score right now. They're not swinging that ball around. I mean, Alcona's playing a zone right now. I mean, they could easily just swing it around and try and move the zone, and so far they haven't. Ullman will inbound, goes right side to Miles, guarded by Johnston. And now looks like they might have fallen into man-to-man here. I might have been wrong about the zone, but
well, I think it was clearly they were packing it in so much because there was no movement that it looks like that. You know, good help defense on Alcona a lot of times can look like a zone.
Malik down to Ullman. Ullman, right-hand shot, no good. And now DJ Howe and Ullman will fight for it. They're going to go jump ball, and it'll go to the Tigers.
Jump ball.
12th rebound for DJ Howe. He's just having a game, isn't he?
He's definitely into it today, that's for sure. 20 points on the night, 12 rebounds, 2-3 assists. Final 11 seconds of the quarter. Shot will get it across the timeline. 7 seconds to play now in the quarter. Shot dribbles right through.
Oh, nice pass.
Kevin Forsberg on a little flip and a score. That will end the quarter. Oscoda fell asleep. And it's Alcona 40. And it is Oscoda 23 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Not an offensive performance that Coach Poland will write home about today.
No, honestly, that third quarter set basketball back about 50 years. You know, it's just really, like you had mentioned, it's a lack of movement on the offensive end. You know, I mean, Alcona's playing good defense, but I truly believe, you know, at one point you'd mentioned that they'd gone to a zone. I clearly believe it was man-to-man, but they were packing it in so much, you know, playing help-side defense that it looked like a zone.
Because they just didn't, they were daring the Owls to swing it and shoot it.
Yeah.
The Owls will start with the basketball, trailing by 17 here to start our fourth quarter. 40-23, they had three in the third quarter. Three in the third quarter. Blake Malik got a bucket and a free throw. Malik will drive, runs into three people. Man, what amazing defense.
You got to travel.
And Coach Cole is into it right now. I mean, into it. That woo, I'm not sure if you heard when Ullman moved. That was Coach Cole.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's got to love the way these guys are playing defense. And I'll tell you, Johnston, man, if you just watch him, he's just stalking him right now. He's just stalking him on the defensive end.
DJ Howe with it. Goes to Summers. Summers cross-court to Schott. Schott for three. Knock it down. Ricky Schott into the scoring column, and it's Alcona by 20, 43-23. Malik with the basketball up top. Screen coming by McNichol. Renchensky hedges it. And Malik, just a shot. Wow, he got that one to go. I mean, he was falling away from the basket under pressure, but found a way to get that one in the bucket. It's 43-25. Left side now is Ricky Schott. Screen from Howe. Back up top, Renchensky. Right side to Garrett Summers. Garrett Summers picks up his basketball. Goes cross to Johnston. Alcona slowing it up a little bit. Leading by 18, 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Johnston now, right side to Schott. Heel pump fake, driving to the lane, had it ripped away. Ball on the ground, and it's grabbed by the Owls, and then Renchensky will pick up a foul. Trying to steal the ball away from a pass on Mike Miles. It's his third foul.
That's the other thing, you know, we've talked about it a couple of times, but Coach Poland just not a real deep bench, you know, and I think that Alcona just continues to throw waves in. I think that's why they'll be able to play a little more aggressive on the defensive end.
Yeah, it's rare they have Johnston and Schott at the same time. Miles for three, no good. Rebound by Schott. Usually they've been replacing each other and then just playing impressive defense on anybody, but I think now he's got his two best wing defenders out there because Coach Cole just locked down this game, leading by 18, and so far it has really, really worked. Ricky Schott, Hayden Johnston, albeit not a lot of points, have played tremendous basketball. DJ Howe, that right corner, thought about the three. Instead, he'll just dribble it back up top. Go to Summers, left side, Johnston. Hand off to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott will now hand off to Summers. Summers will go to the right side, fall into the lane, and got a foul.
Yeah, a little bit out of control. Got bailed out just a little bit on that. But, hey, again, you know, five fouls. This, you know, and this might sound odd, but one team foul on Oscoda. That tells me you're not being very aggressive.
Right.
I mean, you can – that's not a lot of fouls.
One is not a lot. No, they're just kind of sitting back.
Just
not really being aggressive. Hayden Johnston now left side. Up top to Howe. Quickly inside Renchensky. Great pass. And a foul here. Going to send Renchensky to the line.
Real nice look by Howe. He's got a good nose for the basketball. Basketball IQ is very high on that young man.
Yeah, he quickly looked, saw Renchensky, and just zipped it down low. Team, now team third. It was one a second ago, now it's three.
That one was a two.
Counted for two. First free throw by Renchensky is too long. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City, Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mayo, and Alcona Motors Chevrolet Buick of Lincoln.
I will tell you, though, and we've talked about it, but... you know, Alcona going to be a tough out in any game if they play defense like this.
Yeah, if they can play like this, they can compete with just about anybody. 44-25, then they have just taken the Owls out of the game, and they did it early. Right side, Ullman. Ullman up top to Miles. Miles, a relatively open three, and he airballed it short again.
Look at the body language, though. You know, you can just see the body language of Mike Miles right now. He's just frustrated. I mean, he really is. He didn't square up. He didn't get his feet under him. But he's working so hard, you know, just trying to get something going. And Johnson just absolutely locking him down.
Number 23 for the Owls checks in. That's Snyder. Nick Snyder will check in. Give Jay Nolman a break. 5:12 remaining in the game, and it is quiet in here, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't think this is really what anybody expected. I know I didn't.
No, I did not. Down inside, new man in, can't get it. Johnston again, got it with the foul. Stat, stuffing Sam Johnston.
And a really nice look inside, and just stuck to it. But again, there's a 50-50 ball that went to Alcona.
He missed an easy open layup, got his own rebound, and made it a little bit harder, and he got fouled the second time and scores.
Sam Johnston.
Free throw is up. Nice stroke. Sam Johnston with 5 points on the night now. And it's 47-25. Alcona just tremendous really defensively played well enough offense to score. Malik drives left side, hand off to Williams. Williams can't handle it, out to Snyder. And Snyder stuck up top, hand off to Miles. Miles into the lane, goes up left hand, can't get a roll. Redon tipped around, out of bounds, off of Snyder. Number 15 for Alcona will check into the game. That's Logan Zukowski. He just checked in for Hayden Johnston.
I don't think a lot of the fans and people that maybe don't follow basketball that much understand exactly how good a game that young man has played. I mean, he is frustrating the Dickens out of the Oscoda players. And here comes DJ.
A little too long, not in rhythm anymore, but an offensive rebound by Charbonneau. Back to DJ Howe and back up top Summers. Left side Charbonneau. But yeah, no, Hayden Johnston has 2 points in that. We'll see if he comes back into the game. But no, he is right on up there. One of the best players on the floor tonight.
No doubt about it.
Shot up and no good by Summers. Rebound comes down to Malik. 47-25 Alcona. 4 minutes to play. Rebound by, or excuse me, screen by McNichol. Malik, an open elbow jumper. No good. Rebound off the glass and grabbed by Charbonneau. Alcona, that right there is the effort. They're going and getting those balls. That should be a jump ball or a foul. I mean, something, because there's a body connection there, as Howe drives and a little too long, but he will be fouled and go to the line. But instead, every single one of those effort plays have been made by the Tigers.
Yeah, they really have. And it's, I'm sure Coach Poland is a little bit disappointed by that. But Alcona definitely has come out, especially here in the second half, as the more aggressive team.
I mean, offensively, defensively, just more aggressive, doing it all. 3:33 to play. DJ Howe at the line. And got the shooter's touch on the first one. 21 points for DJ. And checking out is Garrett Summers. Daps up the bench, daps up the coach. Ricky Schott checks back in. Another guy who's had a great game.
Absolutely.
Howe misses the second one, but a rebound to Sam Johnston. Back out to DJ Howe. Mike Miles to come up, play some pressure. Drive inside by Schott, kick across to DJ Howe. Clears some space, goes up, and got it to go. DJ Howe, all of the finesse around the rim that you've known from him for 4 years, he's shown it all tonight. Tigers doubling up the Owls, 50-25.
Yeah, that was just so smooth, just so easy to the bucket.
Michael Miles, deep three. And we've got a push underneath.
On the screen, maybe.
Push on Alcona. Yep, so.
Foul number 15.
Zukowski pushed on the screen, so they actually had a chance for an and-one there.
Yeah, they did.
If that would have counted, had Miles made it.
Actually would have been in possession, I believe. Unless they called it before the...
It depends if it's before the shot or during the shot.
Right, before the shot.
Snyder will inbound, goes to Miles. Try and go to the score, see if he can make something happen. Hand off to Malik. 5 points in the second half, all by Malik. Malik hands off to Snyder. Snyder back up to Miles. He'll dribble into another deep three. Can't get that one to go. Rebound to DJ Howe. It'll be a two-on-one. He'll slow it up. DJ Howe now drives on that left side. Pump fake. Goes up through some contact. Just wanted the foul. Not a great job by DJ Howe, but believe it or not, an offensive rebound. Charbonneau with the basketball up top. 2:23 to play. Now right side to Ricky Schott. Schott will drive baseline. Back up top, Zukowski, mid-range jumper. Got it to go. Doesn't matter who it is tonight for the Alcona Tigers. 52-25. A 12-2 quarter so far. Malik with the basketball. Down inside, had the ball tipped away by Howe. Gets his own tip. Down to Snyder, blocked by Howe.
Third block of the night. Go along with his 13 rebounds and 23 points now.
Mike Miles got hit in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, reached in. Looks like he took one off the side of the head.
Foul number 15.
1:44 to play. DJ Howe will check out. No, he won't. And
So not yet.
Not yet.
All right, now you can come
out. Now you can come out. Now look at DJ Hot of the game. I think he was excited to come out, but... And he gets a, again, dap up from the coach. DJ Howe, a tremendous basketball game today.
For the Owls, number 20.
A couple of more players check in and out. Number 20 for Oscoda, Aaron Ellis, the lone senior we'll see tonight. For the Owls, bounce pass to Mike Miles on the inbound. Miles is going to try and create a shot on Ricky shot. Fadeaway elbow jumper. And ain't nothing falling right now
no,
for the Owls.
No, just nothing will go down with it.
Shot goes to the right side. New player into the game. Get a number and a name on him. Shot blocked and a foul here by Mike Miles, who sends shot to the line. Looks like that's 12 for Alcona, I believe. Nathan Nardi.
Foul number 21, Miles.
They're going to get two more into the game. Caden Hebert will check in. William O'Neill will check in. So we're emptying the benches.
Yeah, we've got a lot of clean uniforms out there, and that's good. It's good that... you know, we're able to get deep into that bench at this point in the game. You know, Coach talked about that earlier, Coach Cole.
52-25.
Trying to get these young men in here for some minutes. As
Ullman checked in too early. There's two-shot foul, and they checked him in for Miles. Can't do that yet. One more. Ricky shot. At the free throw line. Shots had a nice day. He's got 3 points on the night, but, man, yeah. When Hayden Johnston wasn't in there harassing Mike Miles, he was.
Yeah, he played well defensively, and I don't know what that was.
Little one leg.
I don't know I've ever seen that.
Jump shot free throw?
I really don't know what that was, but let's see if he does it again. It was nothing but net, so.
It worked. Caden Hebert checks in.
Here we go.
Couple of dribbles. Bright purple shoes here. Yep, he lifts the right leg, and
step
then
over the line.
And then he shoots. No, it's going to have to be on the Owls. Yeah, or else they would just let that go.
Right, right.
So no, an Owl stepped over the line.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to see this again.
Okay.
Yep, he lifts his right leg and jumps on one leg and shoots the free throw. It's different.
Never seen
so
this
far.
Before.
One for two. Lifts the leg, little jump shot. That one too long, too. And Renan Borsvold scores.
Wow.
Owen Borsvold, bucket. And just a substitution timeout here for Alcona as they wanted to get the shooter shot out of the game, get another guy in. It's 55-25. I mean, Alcona just doing it all in this second half. At halftime, it was 28-20. Since then, we had 27-5.
27-5.
Just lockdown defense. Average offense, the offense came along. Yeah. You know, 55 points, right about average. They're not having some amazing offensive day. But the defense got better and better, and eventually the Owls just kind of quit.
Yeah, it's been a rough one, and sometimes, you know, you have games like that, I guess. But, you know, Oscoda is better than this. You know, at the end of the day, they're a better basketball team than this, and there'll be lots better days ahead. But tonight just wasn't their night, that's for sure.
The Miami Osable Thunderbolts have seen enough. They're out the door. Ullman drives left side, pump fake, shot, and he'll be fouled and go to the line and shoot two. And hopefully get that. I'm not sure when. The Owls scored almost immediately in the fourth quarter and haven't scored since. They're on, got to be about 6 minutes since they've scored.
Yeah, did you now – Alcona Mile coming up, right?
Friday
night. You're going to be on that one?
I'll be on that one, myself and Mr. Romberger.
That's beautiful. I might have to come up and join you. We might have to go three wide on that one, because that's going to be a good one, I'm telling you. If Alcona plays like this.
Yeah,
if they
25
play
will win
like
it.
This, 25 will win it.
25 will win it on Friday. Right.
Well, and DJ Howe is going to score. He's going to get his 15, so.
Ullman missed both free throws. Rebound down to Nardi. Final 60 seconds of this one. Hebert goes left side to number 33. William O'Neill, I got to learn some names. Hebert gets it to Nardi up top. Final minute. Right side, O'Neill, screen Borsvold. Back up top, Zukowski. Left side to Nardi. Nardi back to Zukowski. Open mid-range jumper. And offensive rebound, Nardi, and he's blocked. And Nardi's the guy who touched it as it went out of bounds, so to go to the Owls.
He blocked himself on the backboard, but again, doesn't matter who's in the game right now, they're getting every rebound.
The offensive effort, effort, effort.
Yep.
And for 32 minutes, it's been all Alcona on the effort. Malik brings it across for the Owls. 25 seconds remaining. See if they can get a bucket here. They're going to go just ISO, Malik versus Nardi. He'll bounce pass it actually to number 20, who now bounce passes back up top to Malik. Malik trying, I think, to get somebody else the basketball. Aaron Ellis, the senior, trying to get him the ball, trying to get him to shoot it. They're trying to get the senior the basketball and have him shoot it, and he doesn't want to shoot it. Back up top, Malik. Malik with 1 second. That's going to actually run out the clock. Didn't even get a shot up.
That was kind of a microcosm of the game tonight, Brad.
That really was. I don't think I've ever quite seen a game quite like that in basketball. Our final score tonight, the Alcona Tigers 55, the Ascota Owls 25 on WKJC, your power station for sports.